You're listening to SBS News.
China has laid out its plan to reunify with Taiwan as it continues provocative military manoeuvres in its airspace. The government says it reserves the option of taking all necessary measures and has set out its ambitions in a white paper. The warning follows United States House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, which was condemned by China. Chinese Ambassador to Australia Xiao Chen has appeared before the public and media.
There is an opportunity for a possible reset of the relationship. And here we have a good start ever since the new Labour government came into power. But this is a good start only. And there's a lot to be done to really reset this relationship.
But when pressed on China's movements around Taiwan, the mood darkened, with the ambassador confirming China could use force to achieve its ends.
We can never rule out our option to use other means. So when necessary, when compelled, we are ready to use all necessary means. As to what does it mean by all necessary means, you can use your imagination.
China considers Taiwan part of its territory, despite the ruling Chinese Communist Party never controlling the self-governed island. The ambassador also accused the United States of provocation and inflaming tensions with Nancy Pelosi's visit.
Speaker Pelosi insisted on visiting Taiwan region in disregard of China's strong opposition, making it clear to the world it was the U.S. side who first took provocative actions to change and undermine the status quo.
The Australian government has maintained its messaging of de-escalating strategic tensions. Acting Prime Minister Richard Marles says the military action in the region has been concerning.
What we need to be seeing is a de-escalation of tensions. It is critical for the region, and it's critical that we return to a much more peaceful and normal set of behaviours in the region and across the Taiwan Strait.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton has also condemned China's actions and defended Speaker Pelosi's visit.
They're an important trading partner, but we're not going to tolerate the sort of bullying behaviour and the over-the-top reactions that we're seeing to the visit by Speaker Pelosi to Taiwan in the last week.
The ambassador, while acknowledging the 50th anniversary of the beginning of relations between the two nations, was asked about Australian journalist Chung Lee. The journalist is accused of leaking state secrets and has been detained facing a secret trial. Her family says she's been prevented from speaking to her children for almost 2 years, but the ambassador says she's being looked after. However, he wouldn't be drawn on whether Ms. Lee would be let go. Elaine Pearson from Human Rights Watch takes issue with this version of Ms. Lee's treatment.
She's had no due process. She's had no access to a fair trial. It's very unclear still what are the details of the national security charges pending against her. The Australian ambassador has not had the ability to attend the courtroom, even though he has tried to go to court. So I'm very worried about the situation of Chung Lee.
The ambassador also hinted if there was a unification, Taiwanese people could be subject to re-education programs. Education camps have been hugely controversial regarding the Uyghur population in the province of Xinjiang. And Elaine Pearson says it's hugely concerning more people could be subject to these programs.
That really sent a chill down my spine. Because, you know, I think these efforts of forcibly detaining people, locking them up in political re-education centres, you know, it is a crime against humanity. It violates international law, and the Chinese government shouldn't be doing it in Xinjiang and shouldn't be doing it anywhere.
The speech has offered little clarity on how bilateral relations will improve. Krishani Danji, SBS News.